Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, June 13th, 2022, through Friday, June 17th, 2022. Monday, June 13th, 2022. Two owners of Tony Luke's Philadelphia Cheesesteak Restaurant plead guilty to conspiracy to defraud the IRS. Anthony Lucidonio and Nicholas Lucidonio pleaded guilty to charges related to their conspiracy to defraud the United States for the purpose of impeding, impairing, or obstructing the Internal Revenue Service in the assessment and collection of employment taxes. The defendants paid a significant number of their employees partially off the books. To avoid withholding and paying over to the IRS employment taxes of the off-the-books amounts, defendants gave their employees paychecks that reflected a portion of the employees' hourly wages with the required taxes withheld. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, June 14, 2022. Former Congresswoman Corrine Brown pleads guilty to corrupt obstruction of the administration of the Internal Revenue Laws. Corrine Brown pleaded guilty to engaging in a corrupt endeavor to obstruct and impede the due administration of the Internal Revenue Laws. According to the plea agreement, between October 15, 2009 through October 15, 2015, Brown caused her certified public accountant to file individual tax returns for tax years 2008 through 2014 that did not include income associated with cash deposits into her bank accounts. Brown also pleaded guilty to over-reporting her charitable giving. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, June 15, 2022. Mastermind of $11.1 million Paycheck Protection Program fraud scheme sentenced to 15 years. Daryl Thomas was sentenced for previously pleading guilty to conspiracy to commit bank fraud and wire fraud and to money laundering for masterminding a scheme to obtain 14 fraudulent loans totaling approximately $11.1 million from a Paycheck Protection Program, PPP. According to U.S. Attorney Buchanan, the second superseding indictment and other information presented in court, from April 2020, through August 2020, Daryl Thomas orchestrated a PPP loan scheme involved in at least 14 fraudulent loans. Each of the 14 businesses obtained a PPP loan between $700,000 and $850,000 for a total of over $11.1 million. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, June 16, 2022. Man sentenced for transnational cybercrime enterprise. John Talusma, a.k.a. Peter Elliott, a member of the InFraud organization, pleaded guilty in the District of Nevada to one count of racketeering conspiracy on October 13, 2021. The InFraud organization, a transnational cybercrime enterprise, engaged in the mass acquisition and sale of fraudulent-related goods and services, including stolen identities, compromised credit card data, computer malware, and other contraband. Talusma is the 14th defendant to be charged in this large-scale transnational cybercrime investigation. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Friday, June 17, 2022. Justice Department sues to shut down tax return preparers. The United States filed a civil injunction suit to permanently bar Jason Elias Brilli, Roxanne Laudon Johnson, frequently known as Roxanne Laudon Ellis, Alexander McKenzie, Courtney Jones, Derek Brooks, Deanne McKenzie, Urbaya Lewis, Patrick McKenzie, and JRC Elite Tax Solutions, LLC, doing business as Elite Tax Solutions, from preparing federal income tax returns for others. The complaint also requests that the court require the defendants to disgorge the fees they obtain by preparing false and fraudulent tax returns. Return preparer fraud was previously recognized as an area of concern for both the IRS and taxpayers themselves in the IRS's Dirty Dozen tax schemes. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.